Brought to you by Ladybird.
Words with Peter and Jane. 6C. Helping out. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Zoe Clark. Illustrated by Gustavo Masali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 1964-2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2023. It was the school holidays, and Peter and Jane had come to Yaz and Mike's house. Mum and Dad had to go off to work, but Yaz was working from home. Yaz and Mike's house was near the sea.
It's fun to walk from the house down to the sea with Rohan and Krish,
Peter said.
I like to swim with them,
Jane said. They had a swim, but it was not good.
Look out!
Rohan said to them.
There are things in the sea.
They all rushed out of the water.
You must jump out of the sea, Tess,
Jane yelled. They walked to the boathouse.
Look at all the mess,
Krish said. Jane looked at all the things near the boathouse.
It smells,
said Peter.
We must pick up all the mess,
Jane said.
Our friends from the village will help,
Rohan said. The village was near Yaz and Mike's house. Peter said,
we can get Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack.
Yes, Uncle Jack and Aunt Liz will want to help,
Jane said. The children walked up to the house to make plans.
Let's make a big painting,
Peter said.
We can all paint on this,
Rohan said. Peter painted the sea. After that, Jane painted the sun.
I will make the sea full of tins,
Peter said.
We must put it up in the village,
Rohan said. Jane said,
in the sun, swim and see shop.
That shop is near the ice cream hut,
said Peter. After tea, they all walked to the village. Rohan and Krish put the painting up at the Sun, Swim and Sea shop. Uncle Jack and Aunt Liz liked the painting.
Can I have an ice cream, please?
Peter said.
Let's all have ice creams,
Aunt Liz said. Rohan and Jane had red ice creams. Peter and Krish had green ice creams.
That boy is looking at our painting in the Sun, Swim and Sea shop,
Jane said. After the ice creams, they walked to the village shop to pick up bags for the mess in the sea.
Where are they?
Jane said. Uncle Jack had a look.
They are all here,
he said.
We must get brown and green bags,
said Aunt Liz. At the house, Peter looked at the bags.
Which bags are for which things?
He said.
The green bags are for all the tins,
said Krish.
And the brown bags are for all the cups,
said Rohan.
We must put our boots on,
said Uncle Jack. They walked down to the sea. They had the bags with them. The sun was out, and they all had sun hats on. Jane and Rohan had the brown bags, and they filled them up. Peter and Krish had the green bags, and they filled them up.
But where is Tess?
Said Jane. Tess jumped in and out of the sea. She picked up cups from the sand.
Put them in the bags, Tess,
Peter said.
But keep out of the mess.
Look,
Rohan said.
Our friends must have looked at our painting in the Sun, Swim and Sea shop. They are here to help us. Good to see you,
Krish said to them.
Keep going. We must fill all the bags,
said Uncle Jack.
Tell them which bags to fill, Peter and Jane.
All of our green bags are full of tins,
said Peter.
And our brown bags are full of cups,
said Jane.
I like our holiday. I like helping out.
I like that the sea and sand are free from tins and cups,
said Krish. Peter picked up tins that had crabs in them.
Which of the bags can we put them in?
He said.
Dip them into the water on the rocks,
Uncle Jack said.
the crabs can swim out of them.
Can I have an ice cream, please?
Said Peter.
You had an ice cream in the village,
said Uncle Jack.
But it's our holiday,
Peter said.
Walk near us, Peter,
Rohan said.
You can help us.
Peter looked at the tins.
We can make things out of them,
he said to Jane. But Aunt Liz and Uncle Jack said no.
The tins are a mess, Peter. We can get some good tins from Yaz,
said Aunt Liz. Rohan and Krish's friends from the village helped them pick up all the mess.
Thank you for helping us,
Krish said to them all. After that, they walked up to the house. Yaz had some tins.
Here you go, Peter,
she said.
Thank you,
Peter said.
Let's scrub them here,
Jane said. Peter looked at one of the tins.
I can read it,
he said.
We can make pots for Aunt Liz and Yaz,
Jane said.
Yes,
said Peter.
We will make pots to keep things in.
Are they for us?
Said Yaz.
Thank you,
said Aunt Liz. Jane said,
Can you read them, Aunt Liz?
I can read them,
said Peter.
I can read shells and pens.
The children walked to the boathouse.
The tins are up at the house and not here,
Jane said. They all jumped in the water and Peter said,
We can swim in the sea.